picture like their apartment from 89.
Oh my gosh, this place is awful.
It's not that bad. I like the spot itself. Like, your living room's real nice and...
No, it's not. The nicest thing in that living room is my futon that my mom
The nicest thing about your living room is I get to walk out of it. That's the best thing.
Garbage. And the tile, like, it's always dirty. Even after you, like, sweep and mop, it just, you can feel, like, filth on the bottom of your foot.
It's got that stained dirt, that dirt that's just like, no, I'm just going to be here now. I've been here for long enough.
I got seniority.
He does. He's got dirt tenure. Your dirt has tweed jackets.
It just doesn't give a fuck anymore. It just gives everybody D's.
He can't get rid of it. This is a, oh, man. I'm pretty nervous about this chair I'm in, I'll be honest.
Why's that?
Because this chair is so old, it's like the chair Martin Luther King had in elementary school. It's so rickety. I just stood up, and the momentum from me standing up unplugged the legs from under it.
Can I tell you this? We've been trying to throw that chair away, but, like, the hippies here, they keep putting it back on our doorstep. I am dead serious. I will walk it out to the trash can, and, like, we're about to throw it away, and, like, the next day, that thing's, like, right there.
Dude, maybe it's not the hippies. Maybe it's the chair's spirit ghost.
Dude, I'll cry at night. Like, why would you do that?
I forgot I'm superstitious. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, I hate ghosts.
Oh, you know, this is a haunted chair. And I feel like I'm going to die in it.
I hope you die.
I feel like I'm going to die in it. I really do. I've imagined it breaking.
I hope you fall comedically out of it and bang your head and die.
You'd just be laughing. That would be great podcast right there.
Yeah, it would be the death of Ron Higgins.
The whole investigation, will you be pressing play? Ron Higgins murder investigation right here. Bap.
Just be laughing. And, like, I'll be laughing for, like, 15 minutes, and they still have to, like, go back and try to find where you...
You
want to
know something, though?
What's up?
I would not even be mad at you. I would be like, no, it's very deserving of that laugh. It's well earned.
So I guess we need to tell them I've already started us on the podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you did a good job with that.
Yeah. You should tell them where they are now since we're like 3 minutes in.
Where they are?
Yeah. Who they're listening to?
Oh, God. This is Ryan Higgins, Jason Webb with Waffles and Laughs, our weekly podcast that we just love doing.
Waffles and laughs.
Waffles and laughs. We got some syrup here on the table. We got a bite. Our initial plan was to eat waffles and laugh while we did this podcast. But that really hasn't been so successful because we have nil toaster, no waffles.
But we got that sugar-free syrup. It's sugar-free. We going to be taking spoonfuls of that sugar-free syrup.
Oh, gosh. We should.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get some spoons in a minute, man. That stuff's delicious. It's not even real maple syrup. It's just like whatever Splenda and Harris Teeter combined to get 35 calories on a pancake.
Oh, my God.
It's more like Splenda and spit. Like, it's sticky. It's stickier than water.
It's incredibly viscous, though. It's like normal syrup isn't. Well, it
it's got a low viscosity. Is that right?
Yes, I believe so.
Is it because if something's very viscous, that means it's thick? Is that right? Am I remembering Bill Nye right?
I wish he could bust in right now. Like, listen, kids. I'm not sure. And you know what? I don't even really care.
Who cares? Like, who cares about the viscosity of our maple syrup that's not even from a maple tree?
Oh my God. This is fun, though. We're having fun. Thank you for the Cherry Coke Zero.
You're welcome. I have plenty of them. They were buy three, get three free at Harris Teeter.
What?
Yeah, it's for sale. I filled up that buggy.
Did you check, like, the goodbye date? Like, best
consumed? Sodas don't have best buy dates,
do
they?
That's what they do. On the bottom.
Oh, yeah, they do. May 21st, 2012. I got, like, a whole... I have, like, cabinets full of Coke Zero that I have to drink by May 21st.
I knew it. That deal was too good. That's it. Bam. What you want?
I am going to die from...
Oh, yeah.
I got to go to...
Why do you think Taco Bell has those 99-cent crunch burritos?
Because laxatives are too expensive.
Like, no. I bet you those Fritos are, like, a month away from going bad.
Oh, God.
And the Bell's like, put that shit on a burrito.
That's true. They do come up with some weird things at Taco Bell.
Yes, they do. I love it, though. I eat
I ate a shrimp taco. A shrimp taco there once. Worst decision I've ever made in my life.
You ate
a shrimp taco. That did not throw me at all. I saw the commercial and I was like, that seems like a good idea. So I go and I eat two shrimp tacos.
So he was like, yes.
I'm like, yes, both. I'm all up in this. Give me that Baja sauce and that Baja Mountain Dew. I'm going to eat the shit out of it.
Oh, God.
My stomach was upset for days. Like, normal Taco Bell is just like your stomach might be upset that night. But this was days. Days it was upset.
Dude, a fast food.
It was like my... It's like my stomach was a girlfriend that I said something wrong and she just stayed mad at me for just days.
She's still in the room, but she's not going to talk to you. Like, she don't leave, but she's just still there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw those tacos on the commercial, and I was just like, who the fuck would eat that garbage?
This guy.
Bam.
Oh, my God. Like, because I was poor, and I was like, I haven't had shrimp in a while. I wonder what it tastes like off the back of a Taco Bell truck.
I'm poor. I haven't had shrimp in a while. Oh, my God. Dude, to me, actually, that's solid reasoning. Oh, if you would have told me that, I would have been like, yes, you're right. I deserve some shrimp. I haven't worked in a while. Life's been tough. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
But, okay, if you're
just
shrimp...
Just treat yourself to a shrimp taco.
Treat yourself to botulism.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. If you eat your shrimp, if you want to go eat shrimp, and the sentence coming before your order is, welcome to the border, can I take your order, you might be getting sick off that shrimp.
But it wasn't even that good, either. Like,
how big were the shrimps?
They were a little bit bigger than popcorn shrimp.
Okay.
But not like...
Because they looked huge shrimp. In that commercial.
Oh, no, they're nothing like that commercial. The taco itself was like, a silver dollar. Like, it was not very big. Because I was like, yeah, man. I was like, two tacos for $1.99. I'm going to get a feast. And I get these two little tacos. And I'm like so depressed. And then I bite it. And I'm like, oh.
Did it taste fishy?
It tasted like an ex-girlfriend. It was disgusting. It was so gross. And like, I took the bite. I was like, I really don't want to finish this. But I really don't have money to go buy another meal.
So
I ate it. And I just drank so much Baja Mountain Dew that my eyes turned like that Baja green color. God.
So you wanted to drown the taste in Baja Mountain Dew, which is already a great decision.
The secret to Baja Mountain Dew is it's not good by itself. But if you mix half of that with half of regular Mountain Dew, it's great.
Okay, that does make sense.
But the Baja is too sweet. It's like gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's like something for kids or something.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like limey, like lime.
It's like bug juice. Like from Harris Teeter, like for the little kid, it's so sweet you can't.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like, why? I get disappointed in a lot of fast food stuff. Like, have you ever eaten that Hardee's breakfast platter?
What's on the breakfast platter?
It's,
I think I'll just get
it's
biscuit.
New. It's new. It's real cheap.
I haven't got
okay, it. It's two strips of bacon, two eggs, and hash browns. And I was excited. I love breakfast food. Breakfast connoisseur right here.
Me too.
It was a dog.
You are preaching to the choir.
It's like $2.50, so I was like, I'm going to get this plate. Dude, the eggs were so small. It was like quail eggs. It was like
God.
So tiny. I was like, whose eggs?
Did you just go out in a tree and get these eggs from a robin? Like, why would you do that?
I went up to the Caroline, I want to see these shells. It was speckled. We got some issues.
Why is there blood in my eggs, man? These are fertilized.
There's some mama bird outside chirping at me, angry. Why?
Just like flapping.
Oh my God. Well, we're just talking about some food now.
Dude, man, no. It's called Waffles and Laughs. Of course we love breakfast.
Of course we're going to talk about breakfast.
But, like, that's like Waffle House. Like, they have the, what's the special dinner? What is it called? It's called All-Star Special.
All-Star, yeah.
And, like, you get all this food, and it's, like, way too much for you to eat.
Way too much.
And, like, you think you can eat it all the time. And then,
Well, you'll go through half the waffle.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, okay, I got to branch out to the eggs and bacon and hash browns.
Yeah, I got to hit up these grits, or man, I'm just not going to feel like I'm a southerner, man. I got to, like, get a couple bites of them grits.
It's weird. Like, warm grits are the best, and then room temperature grits make you want to die. They just make you want to die.
They taste so horrible. I don't even know what to say they taste like.
I couldn't. I mean, if baby food had...
It tastes like Asian baby food. Like, if Asian babies had a certain food they had to eat, it would be room temperature grits.
I don't know how that makes sense, but it does.
I don't know how that makes sense. It's like little rice to me.
It's like rice with spit in it.
Yeah.
It's room temperature. Hot with butter, it's like, this is... I want to pour it on me.
You can't even eat that stuff with a fork. It goes through it. Waffle House, man, that junk always room temperature, always good to go with a fork. You can eat that thing with a knife if you wanted to.
It's pretty bad. I've never really finished the All Star Breakfast. I've attempted it a lot.
I finished it one time and I felt so sick,
so bad,
so bad. Like, it was just the worst thing ever. There's an All Star Special challenge. Like, when you're drunk, like, everybody goes there, everybody has to order it, and you have to eat it within a minute or so. This one kid did it in a minute, but I've never done it. Like, you pretty much just put all the stuff in the waffle and make a burrito
That's good thinking. That's good waffle knowledge right there.
And you just eat it. And I did it one time. Like, I took my time with it. I wasn't trying to beat anybody. I was just like, this is for me. Like, I'm going to enjoy this waffle taco. I finished it, and I just felt horrible. I think my mistake was I put syrup on top of it.
Okay.
And everybody else did not do that. I was like, this syrup will make it go down better. No. And plus, who eats a dry waffle? Like,
That is like a cardinal sin. You eat a waffle. Who's ever done that? No one in history has ever had a waffle without syrup.
I've had it before I was allergic to peanut butter. I'd put peanut butter on a waffle.
No, that's fine. It's an awful waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I love that. Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
But I still prefer syrup. Some of that strawberry syrup. Some of that pecan syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Butter pecan syrup, not pecan syrup.
Tell me what you think about this. I've done this before. I wasn't higher. I was actually sober. I was actually sober when I did this. I had two Eggo waffles, put them in a toaster, bam, popped up. Scrambled eggs, made some bacon, bam, put them on there, made a waffle, bacon, egg. Yeah.
You made a waffle smisket? Is that what it's called? That's what I call it, a waffle smisket.
A waffle smisket.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
That's amazing. I've done it in people.
I am so fat. Like, I have names for things that aren't even like...
Yes, you name it. I'm just like, there's that thing I can make.
Yeah, I call it a waffle smisket.
You have like an emotional attachment to it.
Like, I think it's because like my mom like always experiments with stuff, like food when I'm at home. And so we always come up with names for stuff. Like, and that was like the waffle smisket. And like this is delicious, but it will kill you.
Okay.
It's Elvis Presley used to eat these all the time. It's peanut butter,
everything
honey,
worked out for him.
So. Bacon, banana, and peanut butter all together. And you fry it.
Oh, and you fry it.
And
okay.
You fry it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Dude, no, seriously. It's delicious, but you want to, like, you don't want to die, really. You just want to go sit on the toilet and pass out, which is what he did. It's so good. And we call that the EP sandwich, the Elvis Presley sandwich.
Nice. I get a feeling from you, and you just tell me what you think.
Okay.
I get a feeling from you, growing up, your mom, did she make breakfast every morning? I'm talking like make, not like a bowl of cereal, like some shit was frying when it was breakfast.
Like during school week? No.
Well, that don't really count. I'm talking like Saturday, Sunday.
Breakfast, a big breakfast is like, that's my dad's job. My dad cooks breakfast. My mom cooks lunch, dinner.
Gotcha.
My dad cooks breakfast. And that's, to this day, that's the only thing I know how to cook is breakfast.
Is breakfast food, yeah.
I have eggs in there. And, like, I have rice, but I don't even know how to make the rice. Like, it just sits there.
But, just for show.
Yeah, so breakfast has always been, like, a treat at my house. Yeah. Like, we're going to wake you up at 7:30, although you don't have nothing to do today, and you're going to eat breakfast. Then you go back to bed.
Nice.
And that's how I got fat. Because I never worked it off. I just eat breakfast, go back to bed, wake up again. Is there any leftover sausage?
A couple links.
Yeah.
Mine.
Liver mush. Have you ever had liver mush?
No.
Oh my gosh, that is the king of the breakfast meats.
No,
yes, it is.
Any of those words.
Granted,
either one of those words.
No, seriously, when I moved up north, in North Carolina. Like, I'm from more southern. Yeah. They don't have liver much here. And, like, I tell everybody about it, and they're like, that's gross, that's gross. But every time I bring some up, and I fry it up for them, and, like, put it with breakfast food, they can't get enough of it.
Dude, that's like me asking you, have you ever had dandruff spinach? Like,
it's so like, bad. Of course I would. I would try.
Liver mush. Can you tell me what this encompasses? Because I'm actually
it's
very curious.
It's liver that's put into mush. And you fry it. What's the...
This sounds terrible.
It's the ingredients is what it says.
It's no. Liver plus mush.
No, it's like corn. It's like cornmeal, and I think liver stuff. Like, they have liver pudding here, but it's not the same. Like, liver mush is like crisp. Like, it's crispy and it's really good, but liver pudding just always stays gross.
Yeah, yeah. What? Okay, okay. What animals is liver from?
I think a cow. I have no idea. I've never looked into it. Like, where does liver mush come from? I'm like, this is a delight, and I don't... It's,
well,
like,
it's like hog liver, cow liver, chicken liver.
Who cares, man? It's great. Oh, like, God. I don't want to know what's in my hot dogs. Like, have you ever read Animal Farm? Like,
yeah.
Is that...
No, Animal Farm is the book that's a observation on communism. Remember that?
Oh, God. Yeah. What's that...
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it now.
It's not animal. It's some...
Animals in it.
Yeah, it's animal something. But anyway, they talk about what's in all this crap, and like, screw that. I didn't want to read that. I love hot dogs on the 4th of July.
I will never stop eating them. I don't care. Yeah, I could find out hot dogs have people meat in them, and I'm just going to be like, I don't know those guys.
I guess I'm a carnivore now.
Cannibal.
Cannibal. Carnivore, like I'm a damn dinosaur.
You're a T-Rex.
You're a T-Rex.
See, the funny thing, people listening are going to think that that's an inside joke.
No.
It's just me, you saying something completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, we're both equal. Like, I don't think we're dumb, but we are. Like, we're so dumb. Like, I get my words mixed up constantly, and I was an English major, for goodness sake.
Me and you are as dumb as someone can be without running a register at McDonald's. That's
and we don't even have jobs, really. No, we tell jokes. I just sit around all day and be like, what's funny about my dick today? Oh,
that was,
gosh.
That was great. That was great. It's funny where you look for humor at. I think we've done 30 minutes on them damn foods.
Yeah, dude, 17 minutes. That's no joke.
Nah, that ain't no joke.
People who love breakfast will love this podcast.
If you're not hungry before you listen.
God, there's people going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, like, trying to order a Waffle Smith's kit.
No, dude, give it a month. McDonald's will be coming out with it.
Waffle Smith's kit.
They already came out with the McGriddle, which is awfully
no,
close.
No, mine is called a Waffle Smith's kit, but if McDonald's comes out with it, it will be an Awful Smith's kit.
Yeah.
Because they screw up everything. Like, the, what was the thing where they had the pancakes? Oh.
I think that's McGriddle.
McGriddle.
Yeah,
those things are gross.
Oh yeah, they're like they're too moist.
Yeah.
They're moist and sticky and they just like melt when they hit your mouth. Like even the egg. I'm like, why is the egg melting? The sausage should have some texture. Like it's just all liquid.
No, like I got one time and the yolk was in mine like they boiled it or something. It was really weird.
What? So like, it was runny?
No, it's like they I don't know what it's called. It's called poaching maybe? They poach the egg where
well,
like,
a McMuffin,
the center.
A McMuffin, you know what a McMuffin is. That kind of, you can see the yolk, but it's cooked all the way through.
Yeah, that's what this was, and I didn't expect it. I thought it was just going
to
be scrambled eggs, so
that,
I did.
Yeah.
So I went, what? And I was like, why does this have deviled egg in it? This is gross.
I can make those homemade, man.
I can't do, no, I can
so
make
good.
Scrambled sunny side up,
oh, I love
omelets.
Oh,
I can
love
do all that, but our family just didn't poach eggs or whatever.
I love an omelet. That's my favorite breakfast food, I'll be honest with you. It's my favorite. You can put anything in it. It's delicious.
Oh, when I was at ECU, we had their breakfast was $4. If you didn't have like your
meal card,
it's $4, so it's super cheap. And you get these huge ass omelets. Like you can put anything in them. Like you make them. There's always a line for it. I would get up early to go get that mess.
Dude,
it's so good. And anytime I'm in Greenville, I try to go get me some of that omelet for $4.
Yeah. So like you don't gotta be a student to get it for $4.
No, I don't think so. You don't
so
have
like,
to share your card or anything.
So like some creepy dude like me can just be like,
yeah,
omelet flipping.
Yeah, because I mean, they got to make money, I guess.
So you make the omelet?
No, they make it. Like you pick out, like you put all the, like you get a bowl and you put bacon and all the stuff that you want in it. You pick it out and then you hand it to them. And they tell you, do you want this kind of egg or this kind of egg? And you say, I want that, which is real and fake egg. Like they have real and fake egg.
Gotcha.
And so.
Does it cost any different?
No, it's the same price. Like, you pay at the front, like, for breakfast, and you have a buffet of, like, everything there, but the omelet's just, like, the fucking star of the show.
Oh, absolutely.
The omelet is Brad Pitt, and, like, the pancakes and stuff is, like, I don't know, Judd Apatow. I don't know. It's just, like, out there. It's good, but it's just,
like... The salad bar is, like, Andy Dick.
Yeah. Nobody goes to that salad bar.
Nobody wants nothing to that.
But anyway, like, you give it to them, and they, like, pour it in there and make your omelet, and they talk to you, which I don't like. But like, how's your day today? I'm like, oh, no, pretty good.
You know, just waiting for this omelet. Yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah. Could you not get any of your forehead sweat in it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's really good. That's one thing I enjoyed about college was the breakfast. Because, like,
how you take that away from college. You're like, well, the breakfast. Breakfast.
I honestly learned absolutely nothing in college. I really did not learn anything other than I love breakfast.
I love breakfast.
Because, like, the best thing was during midterms, and is during midterms and finals, they would have breakfast at night at, like, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the best.
Endless breakfast.
Endless breakfast. You could get so many waffles.
I think that McDonald's and Burger King and everyone should have a national holiday that where they serve breakfast all day. Just once a year. I'm not
asking for
a lot.
Why don't they do that anyway? Like, Jack in the Box is on the spot with that,
yeah.
But they're gross.
Yeah. The same thing with not so much Bojangles. They're good.
Bojangles is good, but, like, you can't eat that, like, biscuits and that chicken and just being in there and that smell and that atmosphere. You can only do it every once in a while.
I'm sorry. I know people that worship Bojangles, and I don't be mad at me. It's just I can't eat that spot all the time. I can eat McDonald's breakfast every day.
McDonald's?
Oh, I love the breakfast. Gosh. To me, they're the king of breakfasts.
They have the best coffee out of all of the fast food.
Fantastic coffee.
Their coffee is just
awesome.
Have
you given Burger King's coffee a shot?
The Cup of Joe? Like, I don't even know. Dude, Burger King is usually... I don't like Burger King.
You don't like Burger King?
They used to have these French sticks when I was little, and those were the bomb. I love that stuff, and I tried them again, and I was like, these are just soggy bread. Like, what is this? They just put syrup on a toast and just gave it to me.
Bam. Hey, change subject. Guess who's getting a breakfast? Guess what place is getting breakfast? You'll never guess.
You'll never guess. They're getting breakfast.
Bam, never had it before.
Doesn't have breakfast. Applebee's?
What the fuck?
Applebee's doesn't have breakfast?
Do they? I guess you're right. I guess they do open at like 11.
Yeah.
No, Taco Bell.
I know. Start your day off with a run to the bathroom.
If their lunch isn't
breakfast
diarrhea,
burritos are good, but not from Taco Bell.
Best breakfast burrito is Sonic. Joints is banging.
Dude, Sonic is just good
all around. They hit on all cylinders. I'm not even mad at them.
God. Are we hungry? The reason we're talking
maybe,
so much?
Maybe. Like, I meant to change the subject a couple times.
Thought I was full, but man.
Yeah.
I don't even know. This syrup just got me all riled up.
Hungry.
Where's my spoon?
The syrup's over there sweating. Like, guys, keep it off me. Keep it off me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's change subject.
We have been talking a lot about food. We could talk about...
23 minutes? Are you
God
kidding me?
Damn us.
What is our problem?
I don't know.
Why are we so fat?
I'm sorry, man. I love some food. Last thing.
Taco Bell.
No. Do you ever watch, like, the Travel Channel or anything? Have you ever seen, like, Man vs. Food, the dude that travels and does all the food competitions?
No, I've heard of it. I've seen something on YouTube. It's like where they eat a bunch of crap.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're
kind of douchebaggy.
Yeah, they're just douchebaggy. Yeah. This guy travels the country, and it's sad because he goes to all these famous restaurants. And I think a lot of people are like, man, if I ever get rich and famous, I'm going to da 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 da. And me, I'm like, I'm going to tour the country and eat.
Me and my mom talk about that every time we, like, watch food. My mom loves Food Network. Like, it's, like, her thing.
Yeah.
Like, she'll watch Food Network, and they'll be making, like, this awesome thing that's just, like, so intricate and stuff. She's like, Jason, you want a bologna sandwich? Like, no, mom, get in there and, like, cook something.
Come on, man.
Like, because we used to watch Rachel Bray a lot, and that's how I learned how to fry chicken.
Man. Rachel has my heart.
Not Rachel Bray. That's my friend, Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray is
Throwing bees in a lot of stuff.
I do, man.
We'll go back and listen, and we'll count. We'll count the bees.
Boffle? What's a boffle, man? What's boffles and laughs?
Oh man, all these bags.
Oh my gosh, it's like that Patton Oswalt joke where he's like, "I'm getting fat where I'm putting bees and stuff."
Yeah, I'm getting B word fat.
This is awful. Is that Patton Oswalt that says
yes,
that?
It is.
Okay,
yes,
I just want to make sure.
I don't remember.
Make sure I quote him correctly.
He'll call you.
Yeah, he'll call me.
Oh, okay. We could talk about comedy. You want to talk about comedy?